A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington this Sunday, March the 20th, 2022. And welcome to this special edition of Live Talk, where we'll be discussing about preparation for the forthcoming by-elections. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on Studio 7, we're talking about preparations for the forthcoming by-elections to be held on March the 26th. This weekend, the country's political parties held rallies in different parts of the country to drum up the last bit of support for the elections.
And today, the leader of the Citizens Coalition of Zimbabwe, Nelson Chamisa, held a rally in Mashingo where he urged his supporters to vote for his party's candidates in the by-election to be held on Saturday. He said his party was ready to change the lives of Zimbabweans when it's voted into power in 2023.
Let's take a listen at what Chamisa said at today's rally. The video is courtesy of the party's spokesperson, Fadzai Mahere.
My camera is not lighting up.
We were seeing there visuals of the ZANU-PF party, but we will get back to the visuals of the Citizens Coalition for Change video from Fadzai Mahere, the spokesperson. That there was the leader of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Nelson Chamisa, speaking at a rally in Mashingo today. The video is courtesy of the party spokesperson, Fadzai Mahere.
And the leader of ZANU-PF, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, also held a rally in Binga, where he promised to provide more services to the people of his area and apologized for the way government had not prioritized them in the past.
Let's now listen to what President Emmerson Mnangagwa said yesterday. And this video is courtesy of the Ministry of Information.
Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Kazembe Kazembe. Aunze a team. Yeku ministry department ya registry yezvitupa. Vabuye kuno vagare kuno chief by chief vachipa zvitupa. Hazvinei kuti ubvunzwe kuti baba vako ndiyani mai vako ndiyani kotsvaka mhare. Aiwa. Your government, Nanakumambia, Pio Lemere, Jagamanilis, Zimbabwe yakasununuka 1980 pamakore akawanda anodarika makumi matatu tina president vamugabe hatina kuwana nguva dzakawanda dzatakasvika kuno ndoda kuti mutiregerere kunge tanga tisingauyi kuno asi kubva nhasi masambasia
aivanga kuti imi minyara yavainda tonzo vari kuinda minyara i makumi atatu amimbi minyara tevatovari kusikwasikwa peo kuno pesirino ikuzwa sunu nema munotumona.
That there was the president of ZANU-PF and the president of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, speaking in Binga. The video is courtesy of the Ministry of Information.
And the campaign for the by-election has been marred, however, by violence, with the Citizens for Coalition for Change losing one of its members in Kwekwe. The CC member, Mboneni Ncube, was allegedly killed by ZANU-PF activists at the rally. Recently, another member, Godfrey Karembera, known as Mazibaba Veshanduko, was brutalized at the hands of the police a few days ago. The government issued a statement that those who committed this crime had been arrested. Now, let's take a look at how the mood was within the different parties at their rallies, at their garnered, as they were garnering for the last bit of support before the actual elections for the by-elections next week on Saturday. We were seeing there what was happening at the CCC rally in Mashingo, where we've seen music is really taking a center stage in all these rallies. But let's also take a look at what was happening to the ZANU-PF party at their own rally.
That there was the mood at the ZANU-PF rally yesterday in Binga. To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com. And don't forget, we are live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So if you are on VOA Shona, please share the live stream. If you are on VOA Ndebele, do the same, and also VOA Studio 7. But PJ, before we go in language, I understand we have one of our guests who has been holding patiently, who will also be at this by-election, but she is a new kid on the block, so to speak. She just launched a new political party, but we understand we have her on the phone right now. So let's go over to our guest. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Please introduce yourself and the name of your party so our listeners and viewers can learn who you are and what you are bringing to the table for Zimbabweans.
Thank you so much. Yes, indeed, to Wanawacheche, we're the youngest political party, I think, that is actively participating in the by-election. My name is Elizabeth Valerio. I serve as the president of the United Zimbabwe Alliance, also known as UZA. We were formed in May 2021. So on the 29th of May is when we officially formed as a political party, but just a few days ago, on the 16th of March, we had an official launch, but we are actively participating in the by-elections. We have four candidates that are contesting.
So what do you think your chances will be? We see that, you know, you're new to the game and everybody else who is in this game has been there for a while now.
Yes, it's a very unusual situation we find ourselves in because there are a lot of very established players. But I think Zimbabwe is ripe for change. As I've said, we were formed 9 months ago, but we are not new to the Zimbabwean people. We've actually spent the last 9 months, we've been meeting the citizens of Zimbabwe, hearing from them, shaping our priorities, our agenda as a political party based on the input we've been receiving from the citizens. So I believe our chances are really strong. We have taken a very different position in preparing for the election. We've been spending a lot of time having one-on-one conversations with the voters. We've been spending time getting to understand what their views are, what their concerns are. And in speaking to them, we're finding that most of them had been disillusioned. They had felt that there were not too many options available for them in terms of the current political options that they had. So we're very optimistic and looking forward to doing as much as we can over the coming days to reach more and more citizens. I think the only challenge we have is not enough time, but we're excited and we're looking forward to seeing the outcome of the election.
But some may argue that you might be splitting the vote when we have so many opposition parties. What's your take on that?
Yes, a lot of people do say that. And I think if you really look at the previous elections, if you look at 2018, a lot of voters opted not to show up at the polls. They chose not to vote, seemingly because they did not believe in either one of the options that were available. Our nation has been very polarized. People feel like they are too extreme. And we as UZA are positioning ourselves as that middle ground. We are focused fully, 100%, on the citizens and what their interests are, what it is that they are looking for in the future Zimbabwe. And so we don't believe we're splitting votes. We believe that there are first-time voters coming to the polls who will be making a choice for a very different Zimbabwe from what they've been given in terms of options for the past 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Is there a 50-50 representation in your party? We haven't seen the hierarchy or the list of people that are in the executive empowering women.
So as a new political party, when we formed in 2021 in May, we were actually appointed as an interim executive directorate and interim leadership for the United Zimbabwe Alliance. We still have many positions or posts within our leadership that have not been occupied yet or not been appointed. We've decided primarily to focus on grassroots mobilization and building structures from the poll station level, from the ward level, and growing up. So at the present moment, we do have representation of three women, and we have four men. So we're not exactly 50-50, but we are led by a woman, and we have very strong leadership from the women that are represented. Our treasurer is a female and also the leader of our women's wing. Mm-hmm. So we do certainly look at in all of the establishing of the structures throughout UZA, in all of the provinces, we emphasize equality and ensuring that women are given an equal opportunity to represent the citizenry and to ensure that their voice is heard. We also very strongly stand for the youth, and we try to ensure that youth are given leadership in terms of genuine leadership and a voice in terms of shaping the agenda that we are putting before the people of Zimbabwe. So we are a very inclusive government in waiting. We are believing and you know, ensuring that those who have not had a voice in the past will now finally have the chance to be very visible and contributing positively to the future of our country.
Mm-hmm. PJ, I think we have our other guest, but I hear that they've dropped, so we will continue. I think we can go in language, PJ.
Stand by on the line, Ms. Valerio. We're going to come back to you later on in the program. Siyalambulela sihlobo uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje uhlelo as All a Live Talk, a special edition. Lapho ke esixoxa ngama by-elections abalabo abakhankasayo sizuleka ekuvulweni kohlelo lamhlanje inkokheli yamabandla ehlukeneyo sebesiya to the last mile vele sokusiya ku touchline khathesi yikho ke bavuke kumbe ngithi baphume ijumo bonke abe CCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kade le rally yakhe umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa laye ube le rally yakhe eZANU PF edinga ke usekelo kuma by elections khona ngale ngasebhinga lapho acineke khona esekhuluma la ngesitonga njalo ke siyalinxusa ukuthi siphathisane kulolu hlelo sibone ukuthi kwenzakalani kumkhankaso lo wama by elections ukhetho olwenziwa ukuthi kuthathwe ke abantu abazathatha izikhundla ezachiwa zingasela abantu kuma council kanye ke ledale le parliament lolu khetho olwenziwa ngomgqibelo mhla ka 26 Mbimbitho 2022.
Aiwa, PJ, tinokuchinga midza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu che Live Talk Special Edition. Chatiri kukupai kubva kuma studios edu ku Washington. Nasi tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pegadziriro yesarudzo yema by-elections. Tinoona kuti ma by-elections aya achange ariko nemusi wemugovera musi wa March 26. Asi takusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Tiri kuona isu zvizhinji zviri kuitika pari zvino mukutsvaga rutsigiro rwekuti ndiani achawani kwa iye achiwana mavote akawanda panga vaipari pa makanzura kana pane ma MPs. Saka taona nasi Batore Citizens Coalition for Change richita iro musangano wayo mukuru kumashingo uko taona va Nelson Chamisa vachitambirwa nechaunga vachitaurawo zvakare kuti ivo pari zvino vakatogadzirira zvekuti kana nyika ichida kuona mutakunanzva ngaiwanikwe ichivavhotera muna 2023 tikavaona zvakare vachikurudzira vatsigiri vavo kuti vawanikwe vachivhotera makanzura avo nema MPs vari kuwanikwa ivo vachikwikwidza nemusi wa March 26. Taona zvakare vanhu vakawanda vanga vari pa musangano iwoyu wanhasi asi nezuro takaonawo bato reZANU PF richiwanikwa richiita musangano waro kubhinga uko takaona mutungamiri wenyika uyezve vari mutungamiri weZANU PF vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti vakakumbira ruregerero kuvanhu vebhinga vachiti ivo vanoziva kuti hurumende yanga isati yanyatsowanikwa ichipa rutsigiro rakakura munzvimbo iyi asi mukuenderera mberi vachawanikwa vachiita izvi asi tichitarisa zvakare kuti mugadziriro iyi yema by-election taona muine mhirizhonga yakawanda pane mutsigiri weMDC Alliance akawanikwa achishayika kubva kurali yavo yekukwekwe tikazoona zvakare mumwe mutsigiri weCCC achiwanikwa zvakare achirohwa zvakaipisisa ari mumaoko emapurisa vanozikanwa nezita rekuti madzibaba veshanduko kana kuti Godfrey Karembera. Saka tiri kuona kuti ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi yekutsvaga rutsigiro rwekuti ndiani achawanikwa achitora masisa akawanda mungave muri mukanzuru kana kuma by-elections. Saka tange tiine vanyarikani vedu ipo pano tiri kutarisira zvakare kuti tinge tiine mutungamiri webato reCitizens Coalition for Change vachamisa tiri kuvatarisira kuti vange vari pano ipo pa program ino nhasi saka kana muine mubvunzo ibva emanyora pamapage edu muchitaura kuti muda kuti tivabvunze kuti chii pavachange vari pachironga PJ
yes esilo munye njalo osikhomileyo lapha kuhlelo lwethu ongumhlonitshwa nkosikhona Dibiti siyakwamukela kuhlelo
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, sanibonani.
Yebo ba. Lina yini elise khona ngapho ngase Zimbabwe akobulawayo lasemaphandleni ezabelweni zonke zemandebeleni lihamba lisenza inhlelo ezokubhalisela ukuvota, libona njani umumo unjani khona ngapho ukukhankasela ama-by elections lawa? Siboneke kusiba lobudlwangudlwangu kubhubha omunye oyedwa oyimsekeli we-CCC ekhwekhwe, njalo kuliviki edluleyo kutshwaye kwabhaxabulwa omunye njalo umsekeli we-CCC okuthiwa nguMatsibaba. So likubona njani khona ngapho nxa likhangele umumo?
Umumo unzima, engakutsho ukuthi kalalo ngokuthula umboneni ncuzi wababukaba ubuhlungu kakhulu njengenhlanganiso esikhankasa kakhulu ezahlulweni zimahlweni abantu babhalise ikakhulu kubhoa njalo bephatheke ezihlelweni esingathi ngeze-electoral processes zonke. Kusuka kube nzima kakhulu izinto ezenzakalayo kwezofakazo lezepolitics elizweni, ngoba lizathola ukuthi khona lokho yizo izinto ezenza ukuthi abantu bangasuki meli phezulu nxa sokufika endabeni zokhetho. Yiindaba ezi-violence khona lezi ezokufaa abantu, ezokubhaxabula abantu bethawa. Yizi zinto esizizwa lapizeke phume ebantwini. Kodwa sesibona ukuthi khona lokhu abantu ukuthi abasela confidence ye-process yonke, njalo abantu abakwazi ukuthi are they free and safe ukuthi baparticipate entweni ezinjengezidana lezi zokhetho, kumbe umuntu azikhethele ibandla sisi ukuthi alixhase balisupport. Kusuka kube nzima kakhulu, especially kithi esingekho kwezombangazo kodwa esikhuluma nama-citizens ukuthi bafundise ukuthi ukuphatheka enhlelweni ezijiyeneyo elizweni kuqakatheke kanganani. Yiyo imibuzo ekwakhona naleyo ukuthi sizaphatheka kanjani xa abantu bechawa kangaka, sizaphatheka kanjani nezasentshayeni. So sokusenza ukuthi kube nalesi sivota aphathi, especially ngapha emathekeleleni kuluma kunje. So kuzaba lohlelo olwe-delimitation, yiso yiyo lathi i-message ade siyiphushe ebantwini kusati izabelo zizaqunywa lapha, sisebenzise lama-constituency abalutshwane ukuthi kusisebenze sithumele abantu ephalamende abalutshwane. But imudi yakhona iphansi kakhulu, sike saba le-red show nje ekhaya vothi, sisebenza ne-electoral resource center izolo sizama ukuthi sigijima-gijime kuma-constituencies lama-wadi lapho kuzaba kulama-by-elections ngeviki lona leli esikilo. Kodwa isimanga ukuthi khona abantu abaningi ngane abakuthatheli phezulu ukuphathisipheli ukuphatheka uhlelo lolu lwama-by-elections, ngoba imeseji yethu izolo beukuthi go out and vote. Yes, abantu ababhalisa kathesi ngo-February ngike bevota, kodwa sithi ababhalisayo kudala abasebangakwanisa ukuthi baphatheke kuma-by-elections wona la esikhayelane lawo ikakhulu ngeviki ngamalanga amalutshwane asesele kathesi. Kodwa akula energy leyana sisithide, akula esingathi khona ngumfuthi ukuthi abantu bakhangelele ukuthi baphatheke ehlelweni lezi, futhi ukuthi kuzaba nzima. Sesizabona nje ukuthi ayi-turn out izaba njani, but ngasikhangela nje ngemuva nyana sele ama-by-elections abantu abathatheli phezulu kakhulu. So sesifisa ukuthi kungabe kule nhlelo ezingaba homegrown ezi-grassroot ukuthi ezisewadini lapho kule wadi kulama-elections khona kube le nhlelo ezokukhuthaza abantu njengalokhu kade sikuzama izona. Kodwa sesibona ukuthi izinto zalezi esikhuluma ngazo ezokutshawa kwabantu, ezokuthi imihlangano yokuhlangana khona abantu ezombangazwe abantu abakho-free abantu abakho-safe kuyagezelela futhi ukuthi abantu bangabi ngesikhathi esingathi i-interest ukuphatheka endleleni ezidingane.
Ikanti-ke ngathi vele inhloso yenu liqalisa vele lalithagethe abesifazana kanye labasakhulayo. Kuloku vumela yini kulokuphakamela phezulu yini ukuthi abantu bayebhalisela ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota?
Hey, isike sazama ukuthi senze inhlelo ezishenyeyo ikakhula sesikhangelele ukuthi sisebenze kakhulu esingathi kodwa sikunazelele ukuthi khona abantu abatsha okuqakathekile emqoka kibo ngumsebenzi osekusemqoka kibo ukuthi sidlani, okusemqoka kibo ukuthi ngaze ngiphelise ama-elections ukuthi ngisathi ukukhetha siyaso ama-court problems zokugijinela ama-court so abantwana bethu kade sebekhula kwi-environmental land hayi vele ukhetho noma mina ngingakaqali ukuvota ngumbe yathi ngingakafiki i-age yokuvota vele bezindaba ezihambelana lani yokuthi ukhetho kwesinye isikhathi aluhambi kahle kodwa ihlelo lezi esizizamileyo sicine sesipartner ivilesite siwinisa abantu abasha kulabantu abasha bangu-4 abawina ama-iPhone X sibili ihlelo lezi bezidizayin ukuthi zikhuthaze nezumuntu omusha ukuthi athole injongo or i-reason yokuthi khona aphatheke singasho ukuthi sesimbhadala ukuthi aphatheke but sesithi asizameni ngazo zonke izindlela sibe labantu abasha abangakwazi ukubhalisa ukuvota but esengunanzeleke ukuthi even thina siku-civil society sindi akumelanga ukuthi lathi sikhulume ngokubhalisa ukuvota naso kuzavota kumele ukuthi even kathesi ama-elections nalala esiphela ka-2023 kona lapho 2023 sokukhethiwe abakhethiweyo bewini labawinileyo so siya phambili ngenhlelo zokufundisa ukuvota okokubhalisa ukuvota ibhizinisi le esikhiwe kuthiwa i-civic education ukuthi kuphatheka kucakatheke ngani kuhle kucalisa inhlelo zonalezo kenza ukuthi hambo kube yi-conversation abantu abahlala beyizwa i-information abahlala beyithola ngoba andizekhi yona ithi khona i-voter registration kayivala so kutho ukuthi sikumele sizame imizame sithole abantu laba abatsha nabomama njalo ukuthi baphatheke ehleleni lezi kodwa omama ngathi bangcono ekuphathekeni ngoba siyababona abaningi babhalisa sifike ukuvota and lathi sihlamba kubhizinisi le omama vele yibo ababehambela phezulu besukuntula phezulu ebhaliseni ukuvota obaba bangani basilow babesithi babhizi ngemisebenzi badingela abantwana ukudla kodwa ontanga bona yikho lapho kulo msebenzi omkhulu indima yakho inkulu kakhulu kumele sihlakule sisebenze gadalala ukwenzela ukuthi singabi le generational gap yona leyo ukuthi khona ngathi silabantu abasha kumele ukuthi bephatheke kuhlelo lezi sibe labo khansila babantu abasha kodwa nxa bengaphatheki entweni yokuqala njengokuthi ubhalise nje kodwa kungaba lokunzima kakhulu.
Nkosikhona Dibithi is the spokesperson of Ekhaya Votes, Avote 2023 MAV. They are campaigning, trying to age the women, mostly, and the young folk, the youth, to go and register to vote.
Very interesting there. Maybe let's take a look at what's going on our social media platforms to just read some of the messages that we are receiving as we go into the program and continue on with our guests. We have Adalawe Gonyet, Varkutisisma Velas Makadi Jenu, Jairo Sechingove, Arkutingava Pinde Hakem Komana, Nomen Kabanga, Arkutimakadi, SPJ, Dinokuzia, Muchiriku ZBC, Sisma Vimunofara Ere. Anzi ndinonzwa kufara kuti mutungamiri wenyika vachamisa vachange vari pa-VOA ndokunge vakwanisa PJ saka apa vari kuvati mutungamiri wenyika asi toziva kuti mutungamiri webato re-Citizens Coalition for Change saka kutaurawo kuri kuita kola vari pano Fungai Agnes Mushangwe ari kuti vari pano Bridget Chikata ari kuti makadi vashamarari veStudio 7 ndiri kukuteererai ndiri kuno kumuzansi saka ndozviri kunyorwa nevamwe vari pano tinokutenda ichaizvo uyezve tinokumbira kuti muwanikwe muchidzvanya pakanzi share kuitira kuti tiende tichiona takawanda uyezve tichitaura nevamwewo vari pano vanyarikani vedu vari pano I'm not sure if we still have Amai Valario timbonzwa kubva kwavari takamirira vamwe vanyarikani vedu Hello.
Ndichiriko.
Ehe. Mwombo tita taura mai Valerio kuti chii chakaita kuti mufunge semudzimai kuti mutange rimwe bato. Tichiona kuti pari zvino tava kutopinda muma by-elections uyezve pane sarudzo huru ichange iriko muna 2023. Mune nguva here kuti muite gadziriro?
Nguva iriko nekuti hatina kutangira nhasi. Takatangira muna 29 May 2021. Since that time, we've really been spending time, shaping and developing our organization. Juku famba nika yose, tichisangana nevanhu. Sangano wedu wasimuka, sure. Juku manya nacho chini chochi. So I think although most people might see us as a new political party, we are much bigger than people realize. We have a database. We've been tracking the growth of our political party. We've been tracking the membership throughout Zimbabwe, and we are very confident that in terms of our membership, the voters will turn out. We will be able to make ourselves very visible in the 2022 by-election. I know kuti, pakutanga takangosarudza former constituencies, saka takamirira kuwadzana East. We have a very young candidate there. His name is David Kachidza, and he's 24 years old. But munhu ane rudo nevanhu vake. We've been very selective looking for candidates who really care about their constituency, who are from their own constituency. Vanhu vanotogara pane vanhu that we don't have representatives standing for MP who are disconnected from the voters. So these are people who are really standing for the people who are going to vote for them. Tikabaikoko kuHarare East, tina MP candidate wedu, anonzi Garikai Mlambo. He happens also to be our chairperson, our national chairperson for United Zimbabwe Alliance. Gari Mlambo akambomirira muna 2018 as an independent candidate, so he's not new to the constituents. In his constituency, he is someone who people actually know. He's proven himself. Muna Anir Rudonewanu Futi, he's really been devoted to the people, to the voters in his area. And then we are also standing in Midlands. Tinima constituencies too in Midlands, Kukwekwe Central. We have a candidate for MP. His name is Lenin Zingire. And then we also have Gladys Mukunami. My youth, I mean, these are individuals who have spoken up and said, we want to see a very different Zimbabwe. We want to see a different community in the areas that they are representing. These are individuals who have lived the difficulties that they've seen how life really is in those areas. We know in some of these constituencies, even the most basic things like water is not available in some of these areas. So, we have selected and identified individuals who really represent the founding values of UNSA, people who will stand for us and truly demonstrate between now and the 2023 election, put them to action. See how they will change their own areas.
Mm-hmm. So have you had a chance to actually go out and have rallies like what we're seeing the Citizens Coalition for Change and doing and ZANU-PF doing and MDCT doing?
So we take a very different approach as UNSA. We've not really pursued rallies in the conventional way. What we are doing is we are forming citizens events where we bring together citizens at the grassroots level, at the community level, within the urban areas. And we meet with citizens and have them speak to us about what they want in their constituency. So whereas the norm has always been the politicians are telling the voters what they will do, we say the citizens should direct the future of Zimbabwe. So we've got these citizens engagement platforms that we have carried out throughout Zimbabwe, but in particular, over the last few weeks, in those constituencies where we have by-elections, we've been meeting with small groups, a few hundred at a time, engaging with the voters, listening to them, having them share directly the vision that they have for their own community. We believe that it is not the politicians, the leaders of the community that should dictate what is to be done. We want solutions which come from the people. And that, I think, is what we really need to focus on to change our country. We need to change the narrative for Zimbabwe. We need a Zimbabwe where the citizens are at the center for the first time in directing what the communities will become. And I think if you look at every constituency, every province, the needs are different. People want to do different things. And for us to become a sustainable, economic environment, we need to make sure that we are actually equipping people on the ground to, to raise the, the bar in terms of the outcomes for their community.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Please stay on the line as we take on our other guests, because we have a few guests that are lined up. Over to you, PJ.
Yeah, lapho ke besizilaleleke unkosazana Elizabeth Valerio oyingumkhokheli welinye lamabandla asacathulayo angisalazi ibizo la ngkhona
United Zimbabwe Alliance.
United Zimbabwe. Ikho ke lapha ubesixoxela ke ubesichasisela ukuthi ibandla lakhe njengobani abalayo njalo balokhe besacathula kodwa ke bebehamba emizini lemizini bekhankasa besenzela ke ukuthi nana nabalungiselele ukhetho luka 2023 laloba ke kulibandla elitsha elikhokhelwa ngowesifazana. Sesilomunye umlaleli wethu.
I heard that. I think we have another guest. Let me just try and hear who they
Ignatius.
Are.
Ignatius.
Oh, yes. We have a guest. We have a guest who's actually from Chinoy, from Ward 4. Chinoy is standing in for ZANU-PF. Let's go to them, Mr. Ignatius. Let's hear from him. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for my day.
Yes, if you can tell us your name and which constituency you're standing in for and your party.
Okay. My name is Ignatius Rigaza. I'm standing in for councillor in Chinoy and for ZANU-PF.
Yes, sir. Tell us a little bit, what are you promising the people of Chinoy that you're going to do that the other people that have been contesting for that same seat won't be able to do?
All right. Basically, the issue that is there is an issue of, I can repeat it, it's service delivery. Because what the residents want right now are issues to do with supply, issues to do with roads, issues to do with sewer repairs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the basic issues that have been lacking from the councillor who was standing in for them. So that's why I'm coming in to sort out on those issues. Where there's been an outcry that the CCC candidate who has been there, he has virtually done nothing for them since 2018. He has not even held any meeting with the ward residents. So that's why I'm coming in and sorting out all the mess that he has provided to the residents.
Mumbo tuzai eva zvigadza kuti zvizvitsva zvamukati muri kuunza imomo muchinoi kana muchinge masarudzwa sakanzura weward 4 zviri kunge zvisiri izvo zviri kupihwa nevamwe varimo tinoona kuti muri kukwikwidzana neve CCC veMDCT nemamwe mapato.
Maita basa zvatiri kuona kuti tida kuita isusu inyaya kuti 1 chokutanga marodzi edu akashata zvisingaite munzvimbo yewadi. Hatisi kumaintainerwa marodzi. Marodzi haasi kumaintainwa regulary. Zvekuti dzimwe rodzi kunzvimbo dzakaita sana Brundish vana imwe area inonzi Federation, mota hadzichafambiko and maresidensi anga asina kwokunochemera nokuti kansela wacho anga asingaende kwavari. Anga asingavapi answers on their challenges. So that's where I'll be coming in. And there are areas, I kind of say kubrudisha again, and unyani, in my area, inonzi unyani, vura irikundesa kuwana, iko koko. But during my time, because I was their councillor from 2013 to 2018, and they were getting that the water supply during my time. So those are the areas that I'll be working on.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tinotenda kuti makwanisa kunge muri pano pachirongwa chedu. Chimbobatai makadaro timboenda kune vamwe nekuti tinotema tisina kwatakarerekera uyezve tuda kupa mukana kumaparty ese ari kupinda mumabai elections aya kuti vauyewo vachitaurawo kuti ivo zvii zvavakagadzirira kuti vange vachiitira vanhu vanovatsigira munharaunda dzavanogara. PJ.
Tinotenda.
Lobe munomuzana Ignatius. Yenage ngoweza no PF obe kuluma lai SH noi ukona uyancintisa kuma by elections wona lawo ngakho ke laye ukankasela ukubana angeneke kukhetho lwama by elections ukuthi azanqobe lai kulungiselelwa njalo bacho njalo amabandla lawo ezombusazo ukuthi bona bayenza lokhu ukuthi babone ukuthenana nabapime ukuthi bezo i-temperature yokhetho luka 2023 nxa bengathola usekelo olukhulu kulolu khetho kutshengisa ukubana kuzavela ke usekelo olukhulu ngokhetho luka 2023. It's a test case of these by-elections to the 2023 elections. They are saying.
Yes, PJ, we've seen, you know, a lot of debates really going about, especially on social media regarding yes. these by-elections, that they are going to be the litmus test as to what we are going to see happening during the elections. I understand we have a caller, PJ. Go ahead.
Mr. Nomeni Kabanga, welcome to the program.
Yes, Nomen, on the line.
Yeah. We are Kuluma Munotaura.
Dinotaura, Ningapatu Kuluma Puti.
Yes, Yawonga Kulu, Gutenana. We are Kuluma Indimizonki, Askali Saking, yes, in Devele. Uthi wena ubona njani ukhetho lololo amloma by elections lapho sokulungiselelwa sokusiywa asivele sesibhekane le touchline njengoba ukhetho lukhona ngomgqibelo usekelo akade beludinga ebantwini amabandla ehlukeneyo.
Ya ngathi mina lento ama campaigns na mafuta elections lati zoba nawo next week ngomhlaka 26 March akahambe kahle hle ngenxa yokuthi bakhona abanye bayavumelwa ukuthi bayenze noma yini bayithandayo bayakwazi ukuthi bayenze ama campaign abo noma kuphi nasiphi isikhathi basithandayo bese kubuye abanye mabathi bazame ukuthi bathole indawo ukuthi bayenze ba-apply elishe bayazame ukwenzana le ndlela kumele bayenze ngayo kutholakale ukuthi bona abavumelekile ukuthi bayenze like into sayibona egokwe siyaphinda yenzeka emarondera nje indawo iningi so lento le thina njengamaZimbabweans siyayazi ukuthi uhulumente wethu lo uphethe manje uZANU PF yiyo indlela bayenza ngayo ukucindizela abanye abantu kusho ukuthi namanye amagama asinayo kahle kahle i-independence yeZimbabwe awunayo ichoice yokuthi uyijuzele ukuthi wena udinga ukuthi abantu baphethe ezwe lethu leZimbabwe basiyenzeleni into bayiyenzayo mayingahambisane nezinto zisifisayo makuthi uthi wena awuthi ngizame ngalana bese sewutholakala ungathi wena uyi-enemy of the state.
Of the people.
So, literally, isiphatha kabi kakhulu njengamaZimbabweni.
Mm-hmm.
Ngoba manibona nje kahle ukuthi sigcine thina singasakwazi ukuthi sihlale ezweni lethu leZimbabwe. Azama sayo ukuthi siyothola imsebenzi nekwazi ukuphila nje kangcono kumanyamazo.
Aha. Aiwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nezviri kuitika izvi mugadziro yema by elections amaonera amuri kuita.
Yes. So chandinoshuvira ndiche kuti vamunangagwa semutungamiri wenyika Varku Parisa kuti tuguna runyararo tiri urumende inofarira runyararo asi inini zvangu sekuona kwangu zvavari kuparidza hazvisiri izvo zvavari kuita sevakuru vehurumende nenyaya yekuti zvakaitika pana Moneni kukwekwe handina kunzwa pavakataura anything kukondona etikirikini that issue yekuti munhu akarasikirwa neupenyu then after High Court yabvumira TCC kuti ive nerai kugokwe akaonekwa kwakazara mapurisa achidzivisa rari iyoyo kudai vamunangagwa vakatiwo kuti nemapurisa zvavaiita vakava ndingirinamisa kuti sezvo vazhinji vezanupf vachitaura kuti isusu hatikontroli mapurisa but president I think kuti vane simba rekuti vati no mapurisa zvamaita hazvisirizvo chini ngatifambise nenzira yakadai zvinhu zvifambise at least paratidze a little bit of transparency pane zvinhu zvese zviri kuitwa kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi nekuti Zimbabwe chokwadi chokwadi iri kuda kuvakwa iye zvino ZANU-PF inotipromisa zvinhu kuti tichakuitirai zvakati nezvakati nezvakati and these things have been promised since 1980 some of the things vakaitika zvimwe zvezvinhu hazvina kukwanisa kuitika saka tiri kutiwo isusu zvatinenge tava zvinge zvichishuvira hurumende kuti iitire nyika ngaiite yakabatana nevanhu kwete kuti kana munhu kana vamwe vanhu vafunga kuti no hurumende yedu iyi hatisi kuona zvaari kuitira regai timbozama apa vakunzi vanhu ivavo vavavengi venyika
aiwa tinokutendai chaizvo nekutipawo pfungwa dzenyu vanomen kabanga vanga vari kutaura nesu vari kusouth africa asi sekutaura kwataita tichiri kuedza kuti tibate vanelson chamisa veccc asi semunhu ari kufamba kubva kumasvingo vachidzokera kwavari kuenda ndofunga nhare dzavo dziri kutinetsei nekuti tambenge tavabata but pataedza kuti tibva tavaisa panhare dzabva dzadonha tanga tiri kufanira zvakare kunge tiina vachris mutsvangwa vanova ivo mutauriri wezanupf but vazowanikwa vachiuya kunepfenyuro dzedu vachizotaura kuti havachakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa kuti tiwanikwe tichipa balance pane zvatinenge tiri kutaura asi tiri kuenderera mberi tichange zvakare tichida kunzwa kuti madzibaba veshanduko tichaedza kuti tibate mudzimai wavo ari kutaura iye kuti anga ainavo nhasi kuchipatara uyezve achitaura kuti zviri kufamba sei pamusoro peutano hwavo pj
ye hoti kwamanje ngithathe leli thuba ke ukuthi ngikhangele labo abasilandelayo ababukele lolu hlelo lusiya phambili emoyeni kulo Peter Ntini yena ke uphongubhala wathi CCC uNathaniel Maphani Ncube uthi hayi ngaza ke ngikukhulume lokho okubhalileyo uthi uRichard Moyo uthi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngalolu hlelo uMaxine Eninyathi uthi owe-CCC uthi yena kuthiwa this time tired of brutally ZANU-PF D-Nation Dini Majola yena ke uthi lo kade khuluma umthungameli omutsha umkhokheli omutsha webandla elitsha unkosazana Elizabeth Valerio she's bringing more division in Zimbabwe. Coincidentally, she's using the color yellow in a desperate attempt to confuse the voters. She is Ugrigory Jassy, which is, she is the new kid on the block to take ZANU-PF voters. Anyway, good luck, Tete Elizabeth. Cindy Sobepe, siyangena njalo, siyongena nesisi, sikala ngao ama by-election. UNathaniel Maphani Ncube Maxine Eninyathi izadliwa kakhulu iZANU-PF kethiwe bebe wenake wakonyathi uchamisa eyigula ngani ngempilo yakho njengoba azaletha abanye bakhe from eHarare uTarisai Kawonde is watching Zindlovu Sekai Masango Kitso Agreement Moyo Tabikaya bonke lava kuthi nje isikhathi sethu asavumi kade ngenza ukuthi ngithi fakani inombolo zenu zocingo silifone silifonele. Yeah. Marvelous.
Yes, we think we have a caller from South Africa. Vaninge va mufundisi Richard Moyo regaiti kutambirei pachirongwa.
Makadiko tete.
Ai watiri wadi tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ina ndina zangu pfungwa dzakawanda. Chandinongoda ndoda kungonamatira zvangu sarudzo dzirikuitwa pamusoro wemugovera idzo. Kuti dai dzikafamba zvakanaka ndicho chinhu chandinongoda kungoita zvangu nguva diki diki ndidzo pfungwa dzangu dzemunamato chete. Kuti sarudzo dziitwe murunyararo kuvanhu vose vachave vanovhoterwa nevachavhota vacho. Vavhotere pavanoda vakasununguka, saka ndina kuti ndo chinhu ndoda kungoita zvangu. In 30 seconds. Munamato 30 seconds ngokumbira mwari nokuti
achibva maita munamato mfundisi tibva taenda kune vamwe
zvakanaka regai ndinamate musare nyivo mwana kumana mweya musvene shomasimbo ose Jehovha Kristu Nazarita baba tinonamata manyero ano baba wokudenga tarisai sarudzo dzenyika yedu yezimbabwe dzasvika musi wemugovera watakatarisa tinozva sarudzo dzemedu Jehovha dzine kuchema nokushungurudzika kuzhinji kwevazhinji vamwe vachitadza kurara mudzimba mwe vachiurawa tinongokumbira mweya wenyu mwari utungamire nokugonera kuti sarudzo dzoitwa baba dzikwe zvakanaka tiza tinzodinga panoitwa refu umwe achakunda umwe acharuza umwe naumwe anenge akunda anenge aruzwa ngaagamuchire musimba nemudo nokusingaperi mweya musina wamwari haleluya amen.
Aiwa mabusa maita chaizvo zvakanaka. Tinokutendai mufundisi Richard Moyo vawanikwa vachimbotipa munamato wokuti ipo pasawanikwe paine yatingati mhirizhonga panguva yemabai elections aya achange ariko nemusi weSaturday. Aiwa tinokutendai chaizvo regai tione kuti pane vamwe vari kunyora zvakare paVOA show naDavid Maduyana. I'm watching ndiri kuno kuSouth Africa. Ndokutaura kwari kuita Mike. Vari kuvamwe vakawanda vari kuti takamirira kuti tinzwe kuti zviri kunzi chii pachirongwa chenyu, asi aiwa tiri kuedza nhare tiri kuedza kuti tione kuti tingabata here vanyarikani vedu vatanga tataura kuti tinenge tiinavo ipo pano kuti tienderere mberi, asi tinokutendai nekuti munogara muchititsigira zuva nezuva pano pachirongwa chedu. Uyezve sekutaura kwandaita ndambenge ndichitaura nemudzimai wamadzibaba veshanduko vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa murume wavo akanga ari kurwadzikana iro muzuva nhasi kudai, asi tamboedza kuti tivapindewo pachirongwa tichaona kuti kana nguva isati yadyanana tinogona kuvawana here PJ.
Lapho ke umfundisi Richard Moyo asisamnikanga ithuba lokuthi akhulume ngesiNdebele, kodwa ke ngumsekelo omkhulu weStudio 7 sivanele ukukhuluma laye kuliviki eliphelileyo sikhulume laye njalo. Lapho ke simuzwe enika umthandazo wokuthandazela ukhetho lwethu olwamabhayi elections olwenziwa mhla ka 26 Mbimbitho kungomgqibelo, njengoba kathesi ke sokuyivele selidumela emasumpeni ukuthi line izulu ngoba vele imikhankaso yonke le isizagcina kuyona le impela sonto enxenye ngangena ngomvulo ngolesibili, kodwa ke hayi selidumela emasumpeni sokulokhelo. Yeah, hanzi pane mumwe umterere ari kuMozambique try more stole.
Regaitins kuti vari kuti chiyalom koma try more stole.
Makasimba here pepe.
Aiwa takasimba, taurai tinzwe.
Ndinoona pamboita bipi yaita kwamura ndipi. Temu yanga ichitambiswa nevana. Ini ndiri kuno kuMozambiki.
Orait. Kwakadi kuMozambiki, taurai tinzwe, muri kuona sei nyaya yesarudzo?
Nyaya yesarudzo dzekumusha tiri kutotambura kudai kuno kudai kuno tiri kusango kudai dai tanga tiri kumusha kwedu kuZimbabwe adhawaisada kuti tikwanise kuvaka misha dzedu.
Aiwa
kutambura kwemusha yedu tatambudzika zvisingaitiva.
Asi makanyoresa kuvhota here?
Ya, takarejista, ndakabva kurejista manje apo.
Aiwa, pakanaka pakadaro. Chitipai mazwi enyu ekupedzisira.
Manje kupedzisira ndiri dai zvinhu zvakwanisa kuita kuti Zimbabwe isununguke tione rugare munyika medu. Ndatambura kuona tichishandira kunze kudai kwenyika hazvinakidziba. Zvinonakidza kuti tione kuti tichishandira munyika medu muZimbabwe tichisimudzira nyika yedu. manje nemamiriro akaita chimiro chiri kuZimbabwe hazvi kutombofamba zvachose.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo Kola, muve nezuva rakanaka kuMozambique kwamuruko. Thank you so much. A caller we're hearing there, PJ, from our caller in Mozambique. He's saying that, you know, his wish is to actually go back home because things are not moving very well in Mozambique. But he's also saying, lamenting that, but the situation that he's seeing at home is also not looking very good. But he wishes that he will go back to Zimbabwe and vote, you know, in the next year's elections.
Home is best.
Yes, that's correct.
Everyone, even in the diaspora, they are all wishing they could just go back home and vote and for the government that they wish.
Yes, correct.
And for the people that they wish to be leading them. Yes.
And with a few minutes left of our broadcast, we're hoping against hope that we'll be able to get through. We were hoping that we were going to be able to get through to the guests that we had promised, but we have what we said, Mrs. Valerio, who is still here. My Valerio, imports okay, shakare pachirongwa.
Thank you very much. And Ndanzwana Shokanga Chaura Nima voters, and there are a couple of things I want to just address. On the face, I think on social media, we used the color that was selected by Triple C. I want to just set the record straight on that one. 29 May 2021, our colors have always been the same. We use yellow, we use brown, we use green. Most of our T-shirts have always been yellow. So I just want to set that record straight. But then also, you know, we've got citizens who are all over the world right now. So we are looking forward to a day where we will have a very different Zimbabwe. As Uza Jatinoti, we are a non-violent political party. As I said, we have citizens' events. We went to Chemanza, ground in Tafara. We are saying, please, let's enable every citizen to have a choice, to make a choice for the future government that they want. We want to make sure that come 2022, we have an entire new government for the people of Zimbabwe. We are committed to building Zimbabwe with the citizens of Zimbabwe. Because up to now, we have not seen the Zimbabwe that we want.
Ndopo kubatsai muromo ipapo amai Valerio, mataura imi kuti makashungurudzwa nezuru, asi pane vamwe wanyora pa social media hanzi, kuti pati haisi project yezano PF here sei yazowanikwa ichitangwa kutakusvika kumagumo pa Facebook page yedu apa.
Inini nyaya yangu yakatangira muna 2020 ndakarwisana nehurumende iyoyi nekuti ndine safari yangu iri kuhwange. MaChina anga apinda achida kutora Hwange National Park for coal mining. Ndikasimudzira community yedu kuti timise zvanga zvichiitwa nehurumende iyoyi. I am not a ZANU PF project. We are not affiliated with ZANU. We will never join Polar. Saka isusu tiri kutoona maattacks ari kuuya kwatiri from Triple C. My members at Triple C, if you look at our social media platform, they are attacking us as if though we don't have the right to be part of this democratic space. We are being attacked by ZANU PF. So as a new political party, we are saying, please, let the citizens choose the future government that they want. As Uza, we are very committed, very determined to make sure that we will have a very different Zimbabwe. Come 2023, tichamirira my constituency, and we will ensure that we have leaders that represent the people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, PJ. If you can just maybe have a few words before we wind down our broadcast.
This was Lobe Nkosikazi Elizabeth Valerio owebandla elichacha le United Zimbabwe Alliance lapho bekhuluma ngenjongo yabo njalo ikhuluma ukuthi kunje bayahlaselwa ngabhala ngapha.
On that note, unfortunately, we have no extra time, just like what we're seeing as the elections are coming to a draw with the March 26th by-election. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who you're thanking our guests who are here with us.
Lamu Praxitis Jeremiah and Sidi Lilal.